and ranked choice voting can help make sure that
in this
happens.
Last 20 seconds, New York for All Act. Can you explain what it is, why you're supporting it?
New York City is a sanctuary city, but New York State needs to do more to protect immigrants, not to allow collaboration with ICE, and to provide more legal representation to people like Edgardo.
I want to thank you very much for being with us, Brad Lander, New York City Comptroller, Democratic mayoral candidate. ICE agents arrested him Tuesday for escorting a man out of his immigration hearing yesterday. That does it for our show. We have job openings, Senior Headline News Director, Director of Audience. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
WRHU, Hempstead Radio Hofstra University. 88.1 FM, WCWP Brookville LIU Post. 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University. 88.3 FM, WVCR Loudonville Siena College. 98.1 and 105.9 FM, WKZE Salisbury Red Hook, and around the world at WRHU.org. This is One World Community Radio, coming up next on your favorite community radio station.
Radio program, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Broadcasting from the Bush Radio Salt River Studios in Cape Town is host me, Lydia Makhwanana. Broadcasting from WRHU Studios in Hempstead, New York, are your hosts, Cody Millar and Andy Gladding. We welcome you to join us for the next hour as we celebrate the power of community radio, music, language, and culture. The world is a big place, but using the power of radio, we're bringing it right to your door. Now, Bush Radio and WRHU welcome you to the one world of community radio.
FM WRHU Hempstead, New York, 88.3 WRCT Radio Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh, and Bush Radio 89.5 FM Cape Town, South Africa, the mother of community radio. You are listening to the One World Community Radio Show. I'm your host, Ricky Hubert, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Fahmida Naheed, all the way from Cork. Fahmida, how are you today?
I'm good, Richie. Thank you very much for the invitation. And it's morning there, but here it's
afternoon.
Afternoon, yeah. So this is something, you know, we have to appreciate, you know, which part of the world we live in and how the sun is behaving. But it's fantastic.
Very nice. Now, the reason why we brought you on, Fahmina, is because we had on back in March, we had on the station manager of where you are, Cork City Community Radio. And you have a very interesting show that we're going to talk about amongst a lot of different topics. Tell everybody about the show that you do at Cork City Community Radio.
Richard. So it has been over 2 years since I started this journey with Cork City Community Radio. That's very much into the north of the Cork City, and it covers the whole area of the Cork City. So when I started, I was having that kind of sense that community radio is very localized and it is for the local communities. But when I went there, you know, I discussed my idea about the Let's Integrate show, which I do with them. Every week I host the show from 1 to 2 p.m. live, and it's also 100.5 FM. And we have the app available on cr.ie, and people listen from there. So first of all, it was for the first time, you know, migrant woman, you know, she asked to start something like that. And again, the idea was that it's about the integration. It's about, you know, come and integrate, you know. So it covers a wide range of, you know, issues and areas. My sense was that, you know, because I'm really kind of, you know, very global, very international, you know, very, very vast person in that, you know, but equally I realized that the beginning point, the starting point is the community, you know, which is so much localized. But the thing is that I also wanted to have the discussions which are quite global. So I have the guests not only coming from the Cork, but from Limerick, from Dublin, from other parts of Ireland. So it's not only a kind of local show, but it's quite a good, you know, national show. And then the guests, I invite them, you know, they're all talking about not only one concept of integration, you know, that it's just, you know, the migrants are, you know, just coming and telling their stories. It's not only that marginalized group which is represented there, but I have a lot of discussion about political integration, about cultural integration, integration through music, integration through and the social causes we all live in, integration to trauma-informed practices, integration to education, research, academia. So for me, like, you know, I have added even technology. So there are various kind of shows, you know, which cover wide range of aspects on the show.
And we're going to get into a lot of that. What I first wanted to ask you about it was, how did you get the idea to start this Let's Integrate show? What happened in your own personal life that said, I want to create a show about this? And then, because a lot of people have ideas of, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that someday. How did you kind of get up and say, I'm doing this now and I'm going to take action?
It's a beautiful question, actually. I ask this question to so many guests I have on my radio show. The thing is that as a human being, you know, and your age, your education, your whole socioeconomic background, your living, your habitat, your environment, they all make you as a person who you are. For me, when I came in Ireland about 17 years ago in Cork, I was having that impression that I am in a very small county in Ireland where I'm started living, you know, and growing and having my life. But as soon as I started living here, you know, I have like a kind of experience and new knowledge which I had never have, you know, in my mind before. Despite, you know, I knew English, but I didn't know the Cork English or Irish English. Just understanding different dialects, especially living in the north side of the Cork city, is a little bit different from living into other parts of the Cork. So everything which was coming, you know, there was a lot of demographic realities, but also there are some life realities or the circumstances I have gone through. As a migrant coming in a country, living there, having your family here, and then once you start working, you have professional friends, work for friends, community friends. You have own community, which is originally from Pakistan, your own community members. Then you have your children who are born here through their lens, you know, their friends that also, you know to them. You have your professional capacity where you link with different people. And I was like, you know, I was every day, you know, when I meet a person, there was always a different story, a different struggle. People, they're telling, since I started working in the communities, because I always love to work with people. I always love to listen to the stories of individual. I always want to know, is the life which is happening to me, other people are in the similar situation, because human library is the biggest library, you know, which we have to explore every day and every day. and more work has to be done and invested in this. And then I also have great friends which are living in a cause, like, you know, a cause where we, the situations or the problems we face, just like, you know, homelessness, racism, discrimination, exclusions, excluded practices, people who are talking about in the disadvantages of their socioeconomic status, people who are from marginalized groups, people who have educational disadvantages, people with disabilities, people of color, people with different sexual orientations, people of different faith. And I was just thinking, like, you know, oh my God, it looks like, you know, we're all in the same boat. It looks like, you know, our struggles are quite same. And despite we're all having different challenges of life, different ways to express them, but we are all connected to one cause, and that is improving the situation, your personal situation, your community situation, and anything which comes around or between them. When I came to Ireland, you know, at that time, I had a few friends. We just thought to have an online radio program to start. I did, you know, one or two episodes, but again, you know, for some reasons, you know, I couldn't continue, and I was so busy, you know, with family, my own health issues, and my career and that kind of bits. And then I was off from that. And then I was doing a cultural night, actually, you know, there in the community center. And there, somebody told me that, oh, there's a radio station up. Have you seen somebody over there? And I said, not yet. And the Chris was the man who was working there. He's ex-Lord Mayor and ex-consulate in Cork. And he just, you know, introduced me to Donald. Russell's is the guy who is in the community. A meal on the wheels through him, you know, contacted Donald, and I said, okay, I might bring something, you know, which should be interesting for all of us. And he said, okay, why not? So initially I didn't have that, like, I had that vision in my mind that, you know, I have to collaborate with everyone who is living in the community. It's not only people, a lot of the time they look at me and they see, like, oh, a migrant woman, a Muslim woman covering the head, and maybe she's just, you know, kind of promoting diversity or acting diversity with her radio show. But no, that was not the case. I was quite clear about that. You know, I want to have the marginalized community representation there, their voices, but also I want to bring everyone on the same journey, because in the communities, the journeys are collective. In the communities, the causes are collective. In the communities, you know, we all share the same burdens and same happiness and same, you know, sorrows. So, and I said, like, why not? I should, you know, I was quite clear. And then, you know, with every program I started with, a lot of the time there are so many barriers which the Muslim women face, you know, in integration in Ireland. This is one of the area. The woman should be empowered by other women. Why not the migrant woman should be empowered by other migrant women? Why not people should be told their stories so they can impact the other people who are just planning their lives, going ahead, or who are newly arrived in Ireland, or who are just trying to change their career, or want to know what is happening in Cork, and who is who and what is what. With that kind of idea, I just shared it with Donald, and he said, okay. I chose the name of the program. In the start, I was also kind of producing it, and it went very well. I was happy that, you know, whatever the idea I had, the content I chose, the question I chose, the topics I chose, you know, I would never kind of get any restriction. It was quite open environment for me, and I was very happy to start with it. And it's now about over 2 years now, and I'm so happy that, you know, I have the guests came across so many, you know, different walks of life, and so many tastes and vibration and color they bring in to the show. And for my own personal space, that is also very, very important. Through every story, I am feeling an improvement in myself. You know, I'm more aware, I am more updated, I am more into the system, I have better understanding. And now I always say, like, you know, I never knew that I can be so refined, you know, after each and every interview. And the people who are there, you know, who are, you're talking one-to-one to them, and the energy they bring in and the vibes I get out of from that, it is so, so unique. I must say, like, you know, I sometimes feel I'm over the moon, you know, so excited. And similarly, that I feel like we're all human beings, and we all, you know, the relationship which I create, you know, after every show, I feel that I am living in a very beautiful community, a very vibrant community, and I have the great people who support you, and there are people, like, you know, who love you and they care for you, and they are there, you know, to work together, and they have that kind of inclusive approach which they want to adapt. But a lot of the time, my own part is very important. You know, I have to take a step, you know, take an initiative, go ahead and just move around and see, you know, the best way how I can navigate my ideas. But that's how, you know, it was just, it's a kind of good, you know, kind of growth, despite it was geographical kind of, you know, name or the area, just like Cork City Community Radio. But the thing is, you know, I have people from all across the island, which I am very delighted that it's not only a very Cork show, but it is an idea which is national, which is non-Cork, and because it impacts everyone, you know, it impacts every human being, and everyone wants to learn from that. So in that way, I felt like, you know, I feel like I'm so proud to get the ownership of that radio show.
Well, that's just excellent. You said a lot there that was inspiring to me, but something that I really wanted, and I'm being serious right now, I'm being very genuine with you, but something I wanted to get into was that you had said in the beginning that you had immigrated from Pakistan to Ireland about 17 years ago. And another point you mentioned was you want to do something where migrant women empowered other migrant women, women in general, Muslim women, who had to adapt to living in Ireland. How do you take your own personal life and own personal stories and bring that to the work that you do to make the show singularly your show?
The thing is, you know, as a human being, once you start living in the communities, a lot of the stories look like they are your stories. Just like if there's a housing crisis, you have a story out of that. If there is a lack of facilities for women, it's your story. If we're talking about the lack of childcare, this is your story. If we're talking about inclusive spaces, this is your story. If you are talking about anti-racism practices, this is your story. If you're looking for adopting some good practices, this is your story. So I say that, you know, there are so many ways, you know, where I see, like, you know, because one human have, you know, thousands and thousands of stories with himself or herself. And sometimes they're very short-lived for a few moments. Some stories are quite, you know, monthly and yearly expanded. Some stories are just like quite long, you know, you have to live with them, just like, you know, kind of health, you know, kind of issues where you have to live with those health conditions. Similarly, those are the stories where you see. And that's like some are quite medium term stories, just like you start your degree in a college or a university after 3-4 years, you graduate and the story is finished. But the thing is, you know, as human beings, we are replaced by different other stories. If one story finishes, another story starts. Another story finishes, another story starts. People come in, they come, they go, they make an impact. Some are horrible stories, some are good stories. Some are some few moments, you know, which are so brief, but the impact they have huge and everlasting impact on you. And whatever we are today, like, you know, as a human being, it's our own personal development, which we have taken from the lived experiences we have gone through. And I think there comes a few pieces that do you want to keep the story within yourself? And just say, okay, and you just maybe sometime you talk with the children and that's it. But for me as a person, I was very much sure that, you know, a lot of the time the things which happens to you, we really want that it should not be happening with someone else. And there are so many ways we can improve the things, you know, things can be done better by better, you know, working on that, on that issues. And the problem, you know, what I face, you know, or what I see is that a lot of the time we don't want to discuss the problem at all, which is a kind of a bigger problem, you know, bigger problem than the existing problem. Because until we don't discuss about it, we don't have the right language to explain it. We don't have the right narrative to contextualize that one. We don't have anything, you know, who can support, you know, that narrative, because that is something new. Because societies, as a human being, sociological perspective, we look at that. When a problem emerges, if you don't talk about it, people think it's not a problem. It's just something, you know, that should be ignored, or this is something, you know, one person's stories, or this is something very limited, you know, just leave it. But the issue in the community is that, you know, every individual is important. Every human being is important. Whoever is living any part of the community, their contributions, their significance, their personal values, they are all so, so important, because everyone person is the engine of the change. And you never know, you know, a lot of the big things which happen in the world are because of the one story and the impact it has created. So for me, I just navigate my own, you know, kind of lived experiences, my own rationalities, my own realities, and the impact I have seen, you know, and the, not only something that happened to me, but I have witnessed, you know, so many things. And I really want, like, you know, I should bring people into that place, and where I can ask the questions which are very much common between me and them. And a lot of the shows there, it looks like, you know, whoever is telling something, it really supports your argument, or it really tells you that, oh, you're quite true, or something which is happening, and you are, you find your own ignorance that, oh my God, I'm not aware about that, that until I had that discussion. So, but also human beings are so interesting. Every human being is so interesting. And the capacity of that, you know, interest is that any small thing, any small moment, any small, you know, span of an incident can change our lives entirely. And in, on the community radio, if I'm talking about a very small subject, maybe only a few words, maybe, you know, I am enriching, you know, the language, or I'm talking about the emotional, you know, translation of certain things, or about trauma, or about political integration, or about someone, you know, who came from a very low socioeconomic background and is doing well. People all get so enthusiastic. They really feel that, okay, now I think this is the story I wanted, which can improve me, which I was looking for. This is the word which I wanted, I was searching for. This is the meaning of life which I was seeking for. This is the same journey I'm going through. No, I think this is the same, you know, destination. I think I should be there. So it's all from goal orientation to aim orientation to action oriented, and the impact and the results, and again, you know, the restart of the whole process. And that was something, you know, which I, after doing the shows, I was so, you know, happy that, you know, the guests, you know, the experience they share, some of like I was, few of the people who are quite in the community sector and who are public speakers, but they never get an opportunity to come to radio and talk about it. I was so happy to have their stories. I have somebody, you know, who was quite reluctant to come, and I said, okay, don't worry, just bring your notes, just bring your, you know, kind of some resources with you. And if you are feeling a little bit awkward, just read them there. Don't worry. No one is looking at you. No one is judging you. This is the environment which you come and you enjoy. And you are part of the community. You are a vital part of the community. You are as important as someone else who is living in the community. This gives you a leverage where you are fighting for equity. You know, you are trying to improve, you know, the things and a lot of your own hardships and your own struggles. And once you do over there and someone else is in the same boat, you feel like, okay, I think this is life, and we can improve it certainly. And I have my role, and the people next sitting on my radio show, they're all telling their real stories, and the real stories are always impactful. It's not a drama, it's not a film, but it's a real story. And someone is using that opportunity. Actually, again, you know, it's about creating the opportunities for everyone. Just like if you talk about your question, you talk about the migrant woman. They came here having their own struggles and achieving a lot and doing the best. And every individual story is so, so powerful that I really, it takes me time, you know, when I come home, it is always, you know, on the weekend, I'm just having that thought coming in my mind, you know, and that it really impacts my own creative space and my creative activities. And I feel like, you know, how far it is important to have a human connection, and creating that human connection, you have the options and you are creating opportunities. And that is something, a beautiful piece, you know, where you think the empowerment is.
And that human connection, I feel, comes really strongly, as we were discussing, through the community radio and just having, because you were saying the one guest, no one can see you. They can't see you. And I feel like sometimes when people are looking at you, people just feel they're being judged, versus when they're listening to someone, there's that feeling of no one's judging me as much because no one's looking at me, if that makes any sense at all. And so people are more willing to open up.
Yeah, that's also a good way to phrase it. The thing is, in societies and in communities, we always have a lot of judgments around us. Some of the judgments are quite constructed in the system, in our structures. And some of the judgments, you know, we assume, and some of the judgments which are quite, you know, openly discussed, you know, and being engaged on the media. So the mainstream media, if you look at all the commercial, you know, kind of radio stations or commercial mass media broadcasters, they have their own way of, you know, a prescribed, you know, kind of structure, to make the content and what is popular and what is not popular and where they can earn money and get more ads and that's. But if you look at the community radio station, which is often overlooked by the commercial and mass media broadcasters, this is the space where you are telling that, you know, look, you are all fine as a member of the community. Your representation or your identity as a member of the community is far more important than someone, you know, who has achieved or who is quite commercial or making businesses or you know, some kind of showcasing very commercial language. And there, you know, there it starts, you know, here you hit the ground. And then they feel like, okay, so it's me, like I'm not being judged because I'm telling my story that I was a backbencher or I was poor in communication or I was lazy or I was like, you know, I was not able to work because of my disabilities and I was shy and because I was so down or because I faced mental health issues or because I was suicidal or because I was eliminated from something and because, you know, or maybe because of the natural process of healing, you know, someone is taking the time. So there's a lot. And once you figure out all that, that you are not being judged, you know, you are okay. I am your friend. I am your carer for that 1 hour. Just, you know, don't feel shy about it, who you are, because we respect you. We respect your opinion. We respect, and we believe your story, you know, because the non-judgmental, being non-judgmental mean like, you know, you are listening to the story of someone else and you believe the story and that story is real. And that story, even it's not common. It's not a commercial story. But this is a story which someone has gone through. And maybe by listening to that story, a lot of the people who are in the similar situation, they feel the translated version of their story through him or her. Again, you know, as a person creating their non-judgmental spaces, that is, I think, very much, you know, I can say, I feel you're so proud about that. People really feel, you know, a kind of a good attachment with me during that and after that, and we have just, and then they are my friends forever. I have about more than 80 guests, you know, about more than 80 I have interviewed so far, including the children, adults, different ages, different genders, people of different migrant backgrounds, political politicians, local politicians, and academia and researchers and authors and broadcasters themselves as well. And whenever they leave, you know, it looks like I've built a relationship, you know. I really worked on a relationship and I have improved that human connection, that now if they have anything which comes in their mind about any question, we are so frank, you know, we are so open. If any question comes to them about, say, about the faith or about a woman, a Muslim woman, about, you know, issues of forced marriages, about the child labor or some kind of, you know, malpractices, they just simply ask me a question, you know, and I don't feel shy in answering that to that person, because this is, we are creating a learning space as well, a life learning space for everyone. And again, I said, like, the personal impacts I get it, you know, every radio show, I'm so much groomed, I'm so much polished, I'm so much, you know, kind of getting energy, and I feel blessed as well, because these kind of shows or the community radio stations, they're also very spiritual places where you go and you a lot of the time you unlearn so many things from there.
With your show, you tackle the topic of immigration and refugees, yeah. And that's obviously a very tough topic to discuss, because a lot of people already have preconceived notions of things. And as you were mentioning learning, a lot of people don't want to learn. A lot of people are set in their ways. How do you use your show and the guests you bring in to kind of, for lack of a better term, humanize and get people to rethink certain things when it comes to the topic of immigration and refugees?
Yeah, that's for sure. Like, you know, we have different mindsets which are in the societies, and who the people who don't want to learn or unlearn. Basically, it's the mindset, you know, it depicts. Everyone have their own, you know, journey of learning. And as a human being, I think a lot of the time we are not considering the media diet, you know, we are taking in our daily life. And that media diet is so much important, that it is one of the hurdles, you know, that we don't want to learn or unlearn or adapt. But the one of the biggest learning, you know, very important, very crucial, very fundamental learning is the change, you know, the phenomenon around change. there are people who have very fixed mindset and very, you know, limited, you know, kind of mindset, and they don't want to adapt to certain changes. Despite those changes are, if fully evaluated, are quite useful or quite benefit for the societies and the communities. Equally that, you know, this is how our brain develops. My body as a human being, my brain will develop. Some of the cells in my brain, they only develop, or especially if I say, like, you know, there are some mirror images which in the brain or that cells, they only develop once we are open to new conversations, new discussions, new stories. Or we feel bored, you know, with the same kind of, you know, thing coming on to us. And the impact of this hate and you know, close-mindedness on their own personal life, personal growth, and their family lives, that is so sensitive, you know. I feel so sad about it. But we have so many stories of people, you know, that had been into that situation where they were not open and they were not listening and they were not trying to see, you know, what is happening around them, because their media diet is, again, you know, their input is coming from some of the nasty channels, some of the nasty newspapers or media or online content, you know, which promotes hate and divisions. Just, you know, not live, you know, not like we want to live, but we don't want to let others live, you know, kind of that kind of narrative. And I have different, you know, guests on my show, just like Dr. Parrish, one of very prominent figure from Cork. He shared his experiences. Just like today, I had Martin Lee. He's a famous songwriter and a singer from Cork, and who does a lot of poetry and songwriting and protest and very much an advocate of so many issues which are very vital for human development. So the thing is that it's somebody coming to you straightforward and talking to you and sitting on the table on the same place, and you ask the questions and you do arguments and you do your readings and you do some homework, they listen to you. There are so many people who have no opinion on certain issues, okay? But when you start talking about it, you create awareness, you help people to have their own, you know, opinion. But everything should be informed, you know. I want, like, you know, informed consent, informed opinion, informed decision making. Once we are in that kind of, you know, community radio settings, we have brought someone who has had a quite good experience of 1 decade, 2 decade, or more than that, and in that capacity is sharing the truth stories, you know, what is happening and what we, you know, the psychologists and psychiatrists and trauma-informed practitioners, they are telling that, you know, mindset and is vital, and how the narcissism really ruins the life of so many people around them and even their own lives as well. So there we are trying to create a bridge between or a space where we can see, like, where I am standing, you know, and then the opinion I have informed, you know, was it a correct opinion, or was it I was misinformed, or I was misled, or I was miscommunicated, or maybe I haven't done some work, you know, to just go through and rationalize and read everything. Why I should not take that responsibility, you know, that I should see from the real lens and not someone else, you know, fed ideas, but my own ideas, where I have the full capacity of who I am and I take the full ownership and responsibility of my informed opinion. And then I'm okay to settle down, whether it's a critical one or whether it's something, you know, very commonly used, you know, community-oriented opinion or whatever it is. But again, I think having that kind of places, just like you said, like, you know, about refugees and immigration. And the thing is, you know, the people who have problem with that, you know, kind of marginalized group, they have so many other problems in their own lives as well. Just like their problem with women, they have problem with the rights which people are having. They have the problems, like so many other problems, you know, which are not very specific to one community, but they have issues with the LGBT communities. There are issues about the dialogue, about the critical race theories. So, I mean, it's not, you know, one particular group, you know, you will say, but again, because we only consider one, you know, kind of reason for that. And in like history, if you look at the books of the history and you see the whole cycle of the change, the poor pays the price, you know. It's the elephant which stays there, but ants, they die. This is something, you know, we always know, this class struggles, which are very real, which are very genuine, which are happening in all the worlds. It's about capitalism and non-capitalist, you know, kind of economies. And there are so much we can definitely, you know, have a full episode just talk about that issues as well. But I think as a human race, we're all human beings, you know. This is what we have to develop from this sense of community. that whoever is living, like it's a kind of the community, Cork's community radio or the community radios itself, like they are the models to showcase that communities are so vibrant and they're so enriched and they're so individualized and so different and unique. And the sense of community can come together, or you achieve the community into its best form is through celebrating those differences, acknowledging those differences. And again, you know, once you accept that, the things become so easy. You know, we are not here for to make arguments, to make the situation critical and to foster hate environment and just to blame others. No, this is not the space. Here we are here, sitting here and say, okay, what do you think? And what do you think? And what do you think? And everyone tells and you say, okay, thank you very much for all that opinion. Now I'm informed, you know, I'm informed by the real stories. And now I have to correct myself if I need to.
And for me, then listening to you, you know, the work that you do, you like right now, you've spoken out about, you know, racism and hate. Like, how do you stay strong and hopeful while doing your work? Because sometimes you have people that are very strong opinionated, and sometimes words break people. So how do you stay strong and hopeful?
If I don't look at myself, you know, in that capacity or about the issues, you know, coming from that and the hate and the challenges when we talk about that narrative, and I look before, you know, the whole sequence or consequences of the work I do, I feel like, you know, life is always struggling, you know, since you're born. As a migrant coming in another country, being the mother and giving birth to children, having the intergenerational traumas, you know, which we have faced from our parents to our generation, the next generations, the language around, you know, how to best describe situations and the challenges around that. There's and cultural competency, you know, and the lacks into that area. There are so many, you know, kind of day-to-day living challenges, and you have very real challenges. It's not only ideological, but real ones that you have to get up, go to work, you're prepared for the work you do, and then, you know, providing the bread and butter to yourself and family. And then equally as a woman, you know, yourself, like woman, it looks like, you know, once you're born, you are seen as a disadvantaged, you know, gender, and the whole situation around the woman and the discourse around the woman and feminism and the struggles. I think we are all, like, you know, very much familiar with them, and we're all struggling ourselves, you know, to improve it. Yes, it is very hard for not only myself, but so many other women around that. When I talk to them, they tell their stories, and equally to men as well, and everyone who's living in the community and the genders as well. And I feel like that, okay, I think in this life we came, we have only one life, and we should respect it for ourselves and the people around us. But equally, we should know that this is the power of this life, that whatever the skills and capacities we have, and the endurance we have gone through, and the resilience, you know, we have created out of all that, you know, dark episodes or circumstances of our life as an individual and collective, we have to just try to create, you know, something better, which can make you feel better. Just like one of the guests I had today in my show was talking that, you know, he had gone through different situations and digital abuse, and then he turned off his, you know, social media. But later what happened, he got another prominent, you know, singer who came to him and asked him, okay, I'm going to showcase your work and I'm there to support you. And that was a fantastic opportunity for him. So even though, you know, people think you are in dark side, but the thing is, you know, that darkness is bringing you closeness to the light, the real light, which we all needed. And that is the real strength. That is the one tells you, stay strong, be motivated, and it's not end of the world. A lot of the time it tells you the stories of the societies we live in, you know, what kind of societies we live in. If we live in more traumatized societies, we have more price to pay. If you're living in less integrated societies, we have more price to pay. If you're living in a very socio economically disadvantaged communities, you know, we have more struggles to pay. If you're living in certain geographical demographics, you have more price to pay. Similarly, you know, you can evaluate your costs, you know, as you add more and more, and talking about from very basic fundamental human rights to very much groomed and well informed development or developed indicators. Again, this is something life is, we know life is not in our control, but the capacity we have to influence other, that is very powerful. But using that platform of community radio is something, which gives you an opportunity to just see and come and make your own track and let people follow you, but always keep your direction very clear, very close to reality. Just, your own personal test is, how far you are living within the values, the universal values or the natural values which nature has created you in. And that's how you woven that, kind of web within yourself and out that. And then the thing is, I think wonders happen. That if there are some difficult things out of that, you're always getting something, it makes you kind of an iron person, and that is also so beautiful. But I think society is a lab for every individual. We go through different experiments, sometimes ourselves decided, sometimes someone else decided, and at the end, you just do an experiment, create a product, and tell people, you can testify this, and this is my way of creating a model of good practice. And just, maybe if there's something which can help you to improve your life or situation, or maybe if someone is listening and believing my stories, thinks, okay, there is something valid which needs to be, or which is very much relevant to their framework of life, why not we should apply it? So again, it's just a balance, and I'm happy with that, whatever you're given that, but at least you are, as a result, you see some changes, or the impact is so positive. It keeps you going on.
And talking about it keeps us going on. Like, looking at, your community and the society, like, how well is it doing when it comes to diversity? Like, where can we do better as people?
I think we can do better in all the different ways and all the practices we do. Or there are actions we do, or the plannings we do, or policy we make, or arguments we make, or opinions we make, or our directions or frameworks we create, or the structures we live in. There are always gaps, and so that's why, as a human being, we are developing each and every day. Every moment is important, and you achieve one milestone and you enter into a next milestone, and you have to work on that continuously. And this is the task which nature has given us. This is how the nature, like, a lot of the time I get a lot of examples from the natural environment, how the nature protects you and grow a seed. The seed goes in the soil and it transforms into, first it is torn, it is torn, and then it is all open, and then from there it starts, and it goes more deeper and deeper, with the roots, and then it starts coming up and growing well, and then it turns into a tree and started giving you the fruits. So similarly, as a human kind of, or as a community development, work I do, I think that's a very slow process. It's a very continuous process, but it's a steady, it's a steady one. It's not a leap you make it over the night. It's every day, kind of struggles you make it. In terms of, the targets, a lot of the time, again, it depends, what are the individual targets and what are the collective or organizational targets, or the current, formal or informal structures we live in, their targets to achieve diversity. Now, the thing is, about the diversity, first we have to just figure out what the diversity is. When people see me, they think, okay, she's talking about faith or just kind of, a South Asian heritage or something, this is a diversity, or just ethnic race or ethnicity is kind of diversity you're talking about. The thing is, diversity is such a individualized concept, and also it is. It has so many variations, it is multifaceted, concept, which people don't understand it. Because in media, we see like diversity, people mean like the LGBT community is asking for their rights, or the Muslim community, or traveler, or Roma community. It's not this only. This is not the one. They are all the communities, we live in. But the real diversity is that, within the house, if you have a, just look at your threshold, or just, look at your community, maybe threshold, where you're living, and each, like if I'm as a mother, I look at my children and each children is a different child. Every child is different child. And every child's needs are different. Their response to situations is different. Their energy levels are different. Their health challenges are different. And this tells you, like, you know, every individual story is a story of diversity. Just like we have billions of population in this land, you know, and no one looks similar to other. Even the twins don't look similar to other, despite sharing the same DNA. So this tells us that, you know, that diversity is mean respecting everyone, basically. It's a very, very fundamental human rights principle, if you simplify it, and just respecting it and just letting them to have their own perceptions, opinions, and actions. And as a society, we should try to listen to them and not judging them. And then also that we have to create spaces, safer spaces for all of them, so people, they can come and they can all enjoy, you know, that space, and they feel like, you know, they are part of that fabric, part of that community, but they have their own, you know, specific, unique places where they feel the sense of belonging. We can work on collective efforts, you know, to improve the things, but we should not undermine, you know, the role of individuals or the positioning of individuals in all that, you know, phases of development and improvement. Right, in a community, this is our collective responsibility to understand their differences and opinions and respect them. And then we don't want to believe because we have never heard that story, or the story was not told, or it was told wrongly by someone else, you know, and we try to depict it and all that. But equally, you know, in that space, it is important for every individual to tell, you know, what they think about it, how the life is for them. I know I don't want it to say, like, you know, it should be public, but they should talk to the support groups, the people around them, so other people have a better idea of what is going on. The changes are happening. This is the generation gap, you know. A lot of the time, like from my own kind of, you know, the intergenerational, you know, kind of learnings, that the way my mother lived the life, her bag and baggage was different. I had different bag and baggage. My abilities, my capabilities are different from her. Her positives are so stronger, you know, over mine, but the one I have, they are not kind of bad, or they should, there's no competition, actually, you know. This is all about cooperation. I hate the word this, you know, the competition, because it really brings you all under one group, and then you have to showcase that you are the best against another group, which really, you know, diminishes the idea of the real growth and development, which creates more stress, more performance stress. As a result, you know, we see people are not happy, the mental health issues, this trauma, you know, which can be, you know, forever for life trauma. So again, you know, there are so many gaps, you know, which needs to be widely and openly discussed, and with all the variation, with all the perspective into that, so we can better analyze, you know, what are the gaps in diversity and better understand the concept of diversity itself. Thank you.
Something else that you do that I think is very much worth noting is you have an organization that promotes religious tolerance, the Three Faiths Forum in Cork. Discuss that very briefly, if you can.
I'm practicing Muslim faith because I was born in a Muslim family. When I came to Ireland, parents were Christians, and the Christians, we had a good relationship with Christians because my mother always, you know, some of the neighbors around us or some of the people they know, you know, it was a home learning that we have to respect other faiths. Even in Islam, you know, it says that you have to respect the religions of others. You can't force someone else, you know. So with that kind of, you know, having that values of religious tolerance was something, you know, which I brought up within me. And when I started, when I came here in Ireland, in Cork, I was in a church where we had the pancake, you know, kind of Tuesday, the Christians. And I love to cook, you know, so I do the community cooking. I teach community cooking as well. So there I made the pancakes for everyone. And there, you know, I bet the chair at that time was for the Cork Three Faiths Forum. So three faiths mean Christians, Jews, and Muslims. You know, there are three Abrahamic religions. They are part of that, you know, a platform. And there I was introduced with this group, and I said, okay, I can join it. So I just met different people who were part of that group, not only promoting the tolerance and dialogue and religious tolerance, but also just considering that other people are there as a part of the communities. There are other faiths around us, and they have their own way of practicing and, you know, rationalizing and, you know, sharing their own spaces and the values. why should not I go and learn from them and just see, create my own, you know, kind of cultural competency to know who is who and the value they bring in as a very natural way. Like, you know, if I'm born in a Muslim family, I'm Muslim. Similarly, other people who are born in Christian family, they are Christians. So just starting from a very common sense, you know, kind of idea. Then I started, it's nearly about 2 years. I'm the co-chair for that group. So everyone who is the member of the group, they all have their own unique capacities, unique talents and skills and ideas about life. But fundamentally, you know, we are just creating, you know, educational resources. The three faith calendar every year we create for next year, where we have all the faith celebration and events in the form of calendar, and we distribute them to different places so people know, like, you know, who is celebrating what and a little bit of the description of that event. In schools, you know, the junior cycle secondary school resource book for teachers, they mentioned that one as an example, because it's religion is not only a theory or interfaith dialogue is not only a theory, but it is a practice, you know, it is an action oriented task. So we had like on Earth Day, it's such a big topic, you know, about the climate, about protecting the climate and saving our earth. So we have every faith have their own way of looking at their own scriptures, their own readings, their own resources, and how to make this earth more beautiful, more peaceful, more vibrant, and more developed. And especially when we protect the earth, we are protecting everyone, no matter who the species or who faith or the faiths live on this earth. So we had a kind of perspective on Earth Day about from three religious beliefs, and most of them are quite similar. They have their own way, but the language, you know, was the language and the program and the strategy, they're all very much, you know, so much in tune into the other faiths and ideologies. Similarly, we have food, you know, is a very important part of that. And we just share the food. We know what is halal food, who eats the halal food, where to buy it, who eats what, particularly when there's Christmas or there's Ramadan, there's Eid, you know, and we just bring everyone and we sit and eat, and you know, like the food is the magic, and just like tea is the magic, food is the magic. And we come there and we are so much okay, we are so natural, you know, we are organic in our conversations. And there we just acknowledge that peaceful coexistence, you know, it needs practices and actions. And the better way is that, you know, at least you are coming from that mindset, just like before I was talking about the mindset, that you want to engage everything within yourself, your own soft skills, your own religious skills and your values into something, you know, just like in a pool of development, you know, throwing everything in the communities, and everyone is taking on and feeling better and cooperating well. And, you know, like, I just like, you know, it's such a thing. If you make your friends, you know, if you know someone, you know, and make them as a friend, you know, you have a very softer and very, very, you know, kind of lovely image about that person. Just like yourself, you know, now I saw you, I know your Richard is there and you call it Ricky, and I saw your photo and, oh, this is the person I'm going to have a connection. And then what happens is that, you know, your brain gets open, you know, from the brain or from a neurological perspective, you start accepting others, you know, and you create more space, which is so much void. Nature has given you a very big mind, you know, very big brain power. And just once you bring everyone into that, you feel like, okay, well, everyone is so intelligent. Everyone is so capable. Everyone is so beautiful. Everyone wants to bring or their faith perspective is to create a magic in the society, in the community. Whether it's about environment, it's about tolerance, it's about celebrations, it's about a funeral. One of the member, our ex-group member died, and you know, attending the funeral is another, you know, exposure to that. Some of the people, they leave, like the nuns, they leave the island and they go in other developing countries to go and share their part, gives you more, you know, global attachment. And it looks like a person like me, who is always trying to find or the ways, you know, to make better connections, very reliable connections, improved versions of the thinking or the mindsets we have, and then bring them all in the house where we live in, where my children, they are learning through that lens. And a lot of the time, you know, our lens are not clear. there is some fog on that, there is some dust on that, and we need to keep clearing it. So we better see the things, you know, from the real picture. So this is something, you know, again, from a very friendship-oriented, but again, cause-oriented, you know, we're all together just to say that we all respect each other and we're all sharing the space and everyone is welcomed and join and think, you know, what you say. So there are some, the group makes some statements on different issues. And also the things which, you know, something which is really bothering us or triggering us, we talk about it. And just to normalize, you know, the discussions, you know, just normalize the questions which are sometimes no one wants to talk about or no one wants to listen about. Or sometimes, you know, there's a lot of pains we are going through about this, the war, the international situations, you know, the poverty and the and these kind of stories, and we go and then we relate them with others and we find some ways to get ourselves settled. And I think faith has the power, faith has the role, you know, which needs, you know, a kind of, which needs to be worked at, to, so we can improve, you know, the versions of societies we live in or the communities we live in. Yeah.
And Fahmida, for listeners listening to our conversation, what is something that you would love for them to take away from our conversation right now?
Yeah, I think this world is one world, you know, just like the name of your channel radio is One World Radio. I think, and this is only one world, there's one earth, there's one sun, there's one nature which is around us. We just believe in that. We have to believe in that universal identity. We should accept it. And we should see ourselves from the lens of a global citizen, you know, a global one world man or a person. And just see, like, you know, everyone around us is not different to me. They have the same needs. They have the same struggles of life. And they all deserve to be respected, deserve to be heard, deserve to be understood. And just believe in that vastness of this world, the global, you know, the world, you know, kind of, and this world is the not, and that whole big world, you know, the earth world we live in, just bring that into their own personal world. So we will see the magic will happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Fahmida, for bringing some of that magic to our platform today, our One World Radio show. We thank you so much for coming on. If people listening to this would like to find out more about you, where can they go to?
Yeah, so you can share my social media account. You are adding someone connected on LinkedIn. I think, Richard, did you connect on LinkedIn?
Yes, yes, I did. Yeah.
So you can share, you know, the LinkedIn account. We have the work we do. We have a regular promotion of that work on our Cork City Community Radio social media handles. We have my Facebook account, and on LinkedIn I'm available, and but also if you want to send me an email, my name is there, femidanahid@yahoo.com. you can email me there, and if there's anything you want to ask or you want to have more clarification or something, why not? I'm part of that world, you know, where you all live in, and we all have a beautiful community of the radios, community radios across the world. And I must appreciate the work you're all doing, and it's tremendous. It's quite, you know, already award-winning, because we're all doing it from the non-profit but a social profit causes. Well done to all of you.
And we appreciate you, Fahmida. Thank you so much for coming on. You've been listening to the One World Community Radio Show on 88.7 FM, WRHU, Hempstead, New York, Bush Radio, 89.5 FM, Cape Town, South Africa, the mother of community radio, and 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh.
You've been listening to One World Radio, a collaboration between 89.5 FM, Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM, WRHU, Radio Hofstra University, Hempstead, New York. We thank you for joining us and look forward to seeing you next week as we celebrate the power of radio in our one world. Tot ziens, jylle.
Stay tuned for the One World Community Radio program on 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, 88.7 FM WRHU, Hempstead Radio, Hofstra University, 88.1 FM WCWP, Brookville, LIU Post, 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University. 88.3 FM WVCR Loudonville, Siena College. 98.1 and 105.9 FM WKZE Salisbury Red Hook, and around the world at WRHU.org. This is One World Community Radio, coming up next on your favorite community radio station.
Radio program, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Broadcasting from the Bush Radio Salt River Studios in Cape Town is host me, Lydia Makhwanana. Broadcasting from WRHU Studios in Hempstead, New York, are your hosts, Cody Millar and Andy Gladding. We welcome you to join us for the next hour as we celebrate the power of community radio, music, language, and culture. The world is a big place, but using the power of radio, we're bringing it right to your door. Now Bush Radio and WRHU welcome you to the one world of community radio.
WRHU Hempstead Radio Hofstra University, 89.5 Bush Radio Cape Town, South Africa, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh Radio Carnegie Tech. You're listening to the One World Radio Show. I'm your host Cody. Joining with me is Ricky and Lydia, as well as our featured guest, Joyce Adeyemi.
Hi Cody, how are you?
Doing good. I just got back yesterday from Louisiana. It's been quite an eventful week if you've read any news down there, but it's been quite busy between the bubble wars, the plantation fire, inmate escape.
I was going to say, I've seen the pictures. You've been traveling everywhere.
Yes, indeed.
How was it?
It was good. It was kind of busy, but also I got a few hours of vacation in, but mostly it was just
Carnegie Mellon, it's Reed AI, the digital twin of LinkedIn co-founder Reed Hoffman here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm here to tell you, you're about to tune into Possible, a show that sketches out what's possible if we use technology like AI and our collective effort effectively. Possible is hosted by my buddy Reed Hoffman and the great